This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we have the new Jets helmet in the studio wearing the jerseys. CeeLo's got his Jamal Adams jersey that he will be entering the studio with. He's being fashionably late so he can make a big grand entrance. But, you know, I saw a couple of people say that, you know, the black uniform with the green helmet, I wish it was a black helmet with the black uniform, but you can't do that.
No, the NFL has a rule where every player essentially gets one helmet unless something happens to that helmet, and they don't want players wearing multiple helmets. So if you had a black uniform, you could wear a black helmet with it. That'd be pretty cool. Or if you wanted to go throwback and go back to your original jerseys for one game and wear the white helmet, you could go back and do a throwback. You know, when I played for the Jets, we did have a throwback game. And they manufactured our green helmets to try to look like the old white helmets, but it doesn't work.
Yeah.
So because of the rule and the CTE and the concussion problems and all that other stuff, each player gets one helmet. They don't get multiple helmets. And that's why you're basically stuck with that helmet with whatever uniform combination you use.
So I've been called a fraud over the last couple of days because of my going to Yankees opening day, not going to Citi Field for Mets opening day, wearing this jersey. But to me, you know, being an NFC Minnesota Vikings fan and the Jets, that's not really, it's something that, you know, if it was the Packers or the Bears or the Lions or even the Giants, it'd be a different story. Now, CeeLo's a Giants fan. The Giants fans, Jet fans, of course, don't like one another. He is wearing the Jets jersey this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel guilty about this at all? Do you feel fraudulent in any way with your Jamal Adams jersey on?
No, I feel kind of like a mannequin right now. We're showing off the new jerseys, part of the show.
Yeah.
I've never had anything against the Jets. I spent 4 years covering the Jets.
Yep.
So it's all good.
I loved when Joe Beningo would not put you on the show.
Yeah.
When you were covering the Jets, because you were a Giants fan covering the Jets, and he believed that your opinion on the matters would not be valid enough.
How old is Joe Beningo?
He's about 75 years
old
now, I think.
And how old was he when you were working?
About 73.
I covered them from 2013 through, 16.
Yeah. Right, and I remember we used to ask you to ask a very long question, or would you ever get a question in?
Yes, I did get some questions. I would save it because my questions were very long. So
you
I would
had
try
to set
pick
up the
my
question,
spots.
Then you finally got to the
question. Right, exactly. I never answered my own question, though. Some reporters like to do that from time to time.
Yeah. So you don't feel dirty at all as a Giants fan with this jersey on?
No, I don't. You know why? Here's why.
You're an adult. That's
I grew up a Giants fan, yes. But now working in the business, right, as we said.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I try to be objective about everything. So, yes, my Yankee fandom still comes out. My Ranger fandom still comes out.
That definitely comes out. And so does your Yankee fandom. I mean, you create the narrative here. And when you have your opportunity.
Yeah, everybody
at
was
6:25
killing
in the
Aaron
morning,
Boone after you.
Right, exactly. When you start the day off, you know that you're essentially the first guy that's going to be talking about it.
I suppose that's
and
true.
You're going to set the narrative for the day. And it's funny how you did that, you know, the other day when Aaron Boone was struggling and the Yankees were
yesterday.
Struggling. They whiffed 18
them.
Times and all that other stuff. And then you set the negative tone, and that's all I heard from this radio station.
Mm-hmm. And look how they responded.
They did.
It was all you, man.
Good job on your part.
All right, what's happening today, CeeLo?
All right, brought to you by the Long Island Boat Show. Stop by NYCB Live, home of the Nassau Coliseum, April 5th through 7th. Visit nyboatshows.com. It was a good response for the Yanks yesterday, playing against the Orioles in their home opener down at Camden Yards. Yanks end up with the 8-4 victory. They trailed 4-1 after 5. James Paxton had a really tough first inning, put the Yanks in a quick 3-0 hole, but the Bombers went to work in the 6th. Gleyber Torres leading the way in the comeback victory.
Swung on, hit high in the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a 3-run home run. The second home run of the day. It is Gleyber Day. Oh, like a good Gleyber. Torres is there.
John Sterling here
Beef
on the fan.
Beef tongue.
Beef tongue for Gleyber. 2-homer day, 4-for-4, 4 RBIs. Gary Sanchez and Luke Voit also went deep. Voit blown it open, 3-run shot in the 9th, breaking out of his early season slump.
I kind of kidded around earlier today. I was like, I'm officially taking my bat off the IL today.
And a lot of things on the IL. Thankfully, his bat comes off at least for one day. As for Glaber, he was the guy to step up big with the offense struggling and with all of the injuries, and he wasn't overthinking any of that.
Not really. I mean, injuries is part of the game. I mean, it's tough. We know, but I think we have a really good guy to try to help.
As courtesy of Yes, after the game, Paxton settled down following that brutal first, which included runs scoring on a balk and a wild pitch. Ended up going 5 1/3, struck out 9. He got to his first Yankee win. Admits he didn't have the right approach to begin the game.
You know, I was trying to pitch a little bit too much in that first inning, overthinking it instead of just letting it rip.
And Aaron Boone said he almost ended up pulling it.
You know, had the balk, the wild pitch, and, you know, we were getting the guy up, you know, because he couldn't go much longer there in that first inning.
And I give credit where it's due. I like that Boone showed some emotion in this game, barking at the umpires, calling low, or the home plate umpires specifically, calling some low strikes on Aaron Judge, who ended up with the golden sombrero.
Anytime you strike out 4 times, it's not a great day. It's pretty frustrating.
That strike's almost terrible yesterday. I mean, if you're judging by the box on Yes, I mean, that home plate umpire was all over the place.
At least 2 of his strikeouts could have ended up as walks, and he did end up having a conversation with the ump at one point.
Just had a couple things to say and just a couple questions to ask, and that's it.
Which is very unlike him. He pulled it very Derek Jeter-like. It was sort of a turn, put the head down. You know, he didn't really show him up. He wasn't screaming at him or anything like that, but it's a tough situation with him. I feel like I saw a stat yesterday. I believe he leads the majors in missed strike calls, but like below the strike zone since he came into the league because he's so freaking huge. I feel like for the umpires, it comes across, it looks like a strike at the knees, and for him, it's actually below because he's, 6'7". Most importantly, obviously, the Yankees get the win. They get the home run bats going, and they start their road trip on a high note off today, and that series will continue Saturday down in Baltimore. Now, as for the Mets at Citi Field, the sleep-deprived club had a rough home opener.
Syndergaard with a left leg kick delivers. Curveball that's hit in the air to left, pretty deep. Back goes Nimmo, still going onto the track at the wall. It's gone! A home run for Victor Robles.
Howie Rose, WCBS 880.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Solo homer, part of a 4-0 national shutout over the Mets. Steven Strasburg outdueling Noah Syndergaard. Now, I had thought I had a Mickey Callaway clip here loaded. It might be, or it might be Syndergaard. Let's find out together. It's going to be one of the two.
Got to give credit to the pitcher. Mickey. Great pitcher. He had really good stuff tonight. He was executing pitches at the bottom of the zone, keeping us off kilter, and, you know, they just beat us.
Yes, they did.
Now, so here's the deal. The Mets could have had this game at 4 o'clock if they wanted to. They kept it at 1 o'clock.
Yes.
And Noah Syndergaard is right. I mean, he's the only one that got a good night's sleep. Everybody else looked like they didn't get any sleep.
Yeah, and
I'm sure they are all excited about playing and all that other stuff. So they're probably running on adrenaline. As a matter of fact, you know, Keith disappeared a couple times yesterday during the game.
Is that right?
Yeah, they finally, Gary was saying, what kind of car is that? And then they started talking about Keith's Tesla and whether or not there's enough, you know, charge in the battery and all this other garbage. And Keith had no idea that they were talking to him about it. Because I know, because he was exhausted and tired, and he was bitching and complaining.
Taking a nap in the booth.
He was right. He was bitching and complaining. The older we get, the more we bitch and complain about
things. Come on, man. It's the home opener.
Yeah, but how many home openers has he been a part of?
That's fine, but my point is it's 1 week into the season? I mean,
I don't really take we can all understand what it's like to be sleep deprived. So that's one thing. So I get that. However, you're right. Early on in the season, these guys are young guys for the most part.
Well, the players,
you should be forget about the booth for a second. And you should be juiced up because of the home. I mean, just when you hear the introductions, it's a full house.
Yeah.
It was chilly, but it wasn't like it was rainy in 38 or something.
No, it was a nice day. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. And then the whole Dom Smith thing, you hear that?
Yes.
So the plane got held up because he couldn't go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Random drug test where you have to urinate at that point.
A lot of pressure.
And he couldn't do it.
The only guy holding up the whole organization, the whole traveling party.
For 40 minutes?
I don't know, man.
See,
at some point, it gets in your head,
spots,
right?
Man. Wow. I'm great in those spots. Yeah. You know, if I need to go, I go.
I'd be like, look, you're staying behind.
Please pee here.
Oh, my God. But they look like a team that got no sleep.
Yeah. Here was the Syndergaard cut on that, just to circle back.
I mean, losing doesn't feel good, but I don't think we were in the proper situation to win a ball game based on the rest of the guys' sleep and travel.
Now, you know, he gave up 1 hit in 6 innings.
No,
I know
was
he was
fine.
A little erratic
that,
with his control.
He just did the walk, the back-to-back walks
right,
and
exactly.
all that stuff.
So. Strasburg, though, 6 2/3, 9 Ks. So now, you mentioned the Dom Smith aspect of it. Al's telling me on the warm-up show that Robinson Cano didn't get in until like 5 because he got
GPS.
All right, now a couple questions on this. One, the guy grew up in New York, essentially, right? Mm-hmm. He doesn't know his way around.
He went clubbing, man. Come on, man. He went out, man.
You think he went out?
I don't think he went in late on a road trip
when they have to play day game after night game?
You know, just as good as anybody. There's so many areas in the tri-state area that even though we've grown up mileage not that far away, it's like another planet.
Okay, but right? Do we think he chose to live in a different area than he did?
Yes.
Yes?
Do we know?
Do we get to the bottom of where he's living now in the area, give or take?
It's his first time. The GPS screwed him up.
Come on, man.
I think he went out. That's what I think.
I don't think he went out.
All right, fine. The GPS screwed him up. They got back to city at 2:30. It took him two and a half hours.
He had to stop at the clubhouse, too. They said they went to the clubhouse.
I don't know, man.
I got my man's back on this one. So they landed at LaGuardia and then went to City Field where their cars were parked.
Right.
Is that what it was?
Yes. They take the bus back. There was actually video of the SNY guys getting off the bus there at City at like 2:30 in the morning.
All right. Well, saying goodbye. We'll see you in a few hours. You know, if you're good enough, you're going to get paid $300 million.
Yeah, so, right.
I mean, you know, whatever. You're on a charter. I get all that stuff. I do agree that they could have moved the start time back to 4 o'clock, give them a little bit and maybe an extra hour or two of sleep. Maybe that would have worked. I don't know, but. At the end of the day, when 162 is over, we're not going to be thinking about this.
Imagine if they didn't – the game in Miami was a 6:10 first pitch the night before. Imagine if they played like a regular 7 o'clock game. It would have been even later.
And it went into extra innings.
Right.
Oh, my God.
They played a 1 o'clock game down in Miami because you know why? Miami didn't want to.
Sure.
Fair.
You can't sell tickets whether it's a 1 o'clock game or a 6 o'clock game. Who cares?
Okay. Fair enough.
Basically stuck it to the Mets.
You think that's what it was? Maybe.
No, I think the Mets stuck it to themselves because they could have actually played the game yesterday at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, listen, they knew this was happening. It's unfortunate the plane got held up. I just don't want to hear it as an excuse. Yeah, it's part of it. It's just that I don't know. Like,
and Mickey didn't use it. He said, hey, they credit the Nationals. Don't blame the schedule. So right. There you go. Your manager was on top of that. He's in lockstep with you. A couple other notables from out of town last night. Trevor Bauer had a no-hitter going through 717 pitches. Terry Francona lifted him. Bauer, after the game, said it was the right thing to do. Indians beat the Blue Jays 4-1. You had the Red Sox lose again out in Oakland. The A's beat them 7-3. Boston falls to 2-6. And the Braves beat the Cubs 9-4. Big day for Nick Markakis. He was 5-for-5, 3 doubles, 5 RBI for Atlanta. Some sounds from the jersey unveiling.
Oh, yes, good.
Last night, we'll get to a lot of this stuff throughout the course of the day. There's a lot to sift through. The live feed that the Jets ran was like almost an hour long. Mm-hmm. And from the start of it, it took them almost a half hour to unveil the jersey. So they really milked it and gave you a little of everything going on there. I guess it was in Times Square. Is that where it was?
Gotham Hall.
Gotham Hall, I think, is in Times Square.
Well,
right?
It's Gotham Green, so they're going to have it
right,
at Gotham Hall.
Right, that makes sense. There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, so J.B. Smooth obviously was your MC. So as they bring him out, there's a DJ that's playing some beats, and JB's trying to, you know, get into the moment and really kind of get the crowd going. And I didn't get a lot of help from the DJ. Here's a sample of that.
Let that ride a little bit more. DJ, let that ride a little bit more. Let that ride again. I don't think they know where they're at. Let's go again. Let's go again, DJ. Let it ride again.
Put your hands up.
What's going down, New York?
Put your hands up.
What's going down, New York?
Put your hands up. Put your hands up. Put your hands up.
All right, so it was a little awkward, tough spot for him initially.
Nobody
out,
put their
know?
Hands up.
Yeah.
Out
blow
crowd.
It out an inch.
Right. I mean, you basically looked out in the crowd. It was Brian Costello and some guy with a camera from Newsday. Nobody was putting their hands up.
Neil Best there.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't think he was. I think Brian Costello was there. Rich Cimini was there. He was tweeting.
I think the whole beat was there, yeah. Costello had the line of the night on Twitter as this, you know, the lead-in was going on before they got to the jerseys and all the pomp and circumstance. He tweeted out, I went to college for this. I thought that was a good line.
Yeah,
it was a good job out of him. Our WFAN Jets beat reporter. Brian Costello, also of the New York Post. All right, we did, of course, get the token Boomer reference in there as well from JB. He's kind of snuck. He was going through the quarterbacks in Jet history. You did get a quick mention.
Oh, yeah. If you're going into a street fight, throwing the lefty assassin Boomer Esiason.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Brooklyn's own Vinny Testaverde.
Oh, yeah.
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 Going into a street fight.
How about that?
Boomer Esiason in a street
I
fight.
I like it.
You a street fight type of guy?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You and Vinny Testaverde knocking guys out in the street?
How's whatever the right jab?
What?
How's the right jab?
If I need to, you know, use it, I'll use it.
Because you're leading with the right, and then you pop with the left.
Oh, I just bring that left. It's the house. comes like that.
A house.
Now, J.B. Spoof said you and Vinny Testaverde, the street fight guys. What about you against Vinny Testaverde?
Who would win? He'd probably beat me, man. The guy's like solid as a rock. He's like he's like a statuesque.
He did say with a last name like that, he must have some connections in the area as well.
So. Yeah, I was offended by that mafia reference. Be hearing from my lawyers.
Now, I recognize I'm not really up on current music, okay? I had never heard of this guy, Max.
Nobody did.
No, well, apparently he's a multi-platinum or award-winning.
No Jets fan that was watching that
Max.
Thing.
His name is Max.
Max,
Max.
Yes. Yeah. So he came out and he sang a song with some New York references or whatever. And, it, you know, it was a little weird. But this was the tail end of it.
Even though we had a kind of rough season, you know I'm still New York. But I'm ready for that Super Bowl ring in 2019, right, New York?
Yeah. I mean, just Max.
I'm still New York.
Wait for it.
York. Thank you, Jets, baby. Much love. Let's go. Great season.
Hell of a crowd reaction there.
You might know this one Max song.
I mean, nobody clapped. This song. Yeah, I've heard this on the radio.
This is Max.
I've heard this on the radio.
Okay. All right, so he's on the radio.
Yeah.
It's a tough spot for him last night.
Radio.
Well, not as a singer.
Shh. What garbage? It's garbage. Garbage!
Come on. I want to hear the song.
Oh, God. Can you imagine if Joe was there last night?
I mean, my heart where you rest in your head. I can't believe he threw it. It was a rough season last year.
It's like you were an angel. Can I stop the flow of time?
Agita and hemorrhoids.
What?
Whatever the hell you're smoking, please send me some.
Okay. I do know that song. Yes. I like that song,
actually. I've heard that song.
That's
got
Max.
A good voice on track. Last night was a struggle for him.
All right, so this guy's got a hit song on the radio, probably plays to sold-out crowds and millions of teenagers that want to hear his music. And then last night, that's what you got.
And last night, you got Neil Glatt and his friends.
Yeah, right.
Going, all right. They've asked America or the Allman Brothers or somebody like that, right?
That would have made more sense.
Friends and the Jet Beat, where they're just wondering, like, I mean, really, this is what it comes to? I'm here covering a uniform unveiling, jersey unveiling.
Oh, I couldn't believe that he threw in, you had a rough season at the end of the song. Like, thank God you got rid of Bowles. That guy didn't have a pulse. Now your head coach looks like a serial killer. Look at those eyes.
Oh, they should have just had you and Al go and sing.
Probably would have went better.
Jeez, good God. So they did finally get to the jerseys. We've got the Gotham green.
Yes.
Is it spotlight white?
Spotlight white, yeah.
Right. And stealth black.
Yep.
Okay. So I do like the color scheme, I will say. And the helmet looks very sharp here in the studio.
On Jamal Adams, the black uniform was great. Look at that.
The black. And then he also, I know Jamal likes, and he was pictured in it as well. And he says it was the white with the green pants he likes as well. I like that look. It's the base look of the five combinations. I think the base, the green on the white, is my least favorite.
Right.
I don't know why. I'm not sure what it is.
I like the all white myself.
The all white looks good.
With that
good.
Green helmet?
Yeah. It's going to look sharp. Yeah. It's going to look sharp.
I just keep picturing Todd Bowles. Like the Jets that he left and the Jets now.
Oh, yeah. You know, night and day.
Le'Veon Bell, rap career, all this money in free agency, new uniforms, JB Smoove, Max. And, you know, Todd Bowles just probably watched that live stream last night. What the hell is going on, man?
Wait a second. You've spent how much money? $100 million in free agency? Brand new helmets? How much y'all spent on that party last night? In the middle of Times Square? And they hired Max?
Yeah, he wouldn't have really fit in there. That's for sure.
They would have brought him out last night.
Was Coach Gase there last night?
If he was, I didn't see him at all.
No, he could not have tolerated
that. You had the players that did that, you know, sported the jersey. Speaking of which, I don't know if there's any connection here. Darren Lee, I think, was a big guy behind the scenes that kind of got the ball rolling with this, or he was heavily involved.
He
was interacting.
Well,
he wasn't even there.
Where's Le'Veon Bell, by the way?
He's working on his rap album.
But Le'Veon Bell, who doesn't miss a party anywhere else,
that's true.
Throwing parties in Miami, throwing parties here, record release parties, the guy jet skis, but then here, this guy's the prized free agent. CJ Mosley was there last night.
Okay, I missed that.
Free agent signing, Le'Veon Bell is nowhere to be found.
Not a scheduling conflict.
Yeah,
guess,
okay.
You know?
He's like Odell Beckham Jr. I'm not coming to OTAs. I don't need. Come on.
And he went to the
Cleveland. I'm going to Cleveland Pro OTAs. Come on, man.
He's in the Maldives.
Yes.
By the way, Odell Beckham Jr. That's
Instagramming right. pictures left and right of him on the beach with no shirt on.
With a hut behind him in this turquoise blue.
Overwater bungalow.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. He needs a lot of being Bethea, Ohio right now, catching passes.
Hanging out with Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah, right. He's in the friggin' Maldives. He had a connection in Abu Dhabi, not Columbus. All right, CeeLo.
Yeah.
Good stuff, man.
Islanders won, but the Capitals won the Metropolitan.
Right, so the Capitals beat the Canadians 2-1.
Yes, 2-1.
So that means Saturday's game means nothing for either team, right?
Well, the Isles need one more point
to
clinch home ice against the Penguins.
The Penguins.
Yes.
So they're going to be playing the Penguins either way.
Yes, correct. Penguins clinched their berth last night. All right, no more hockey. I'm done.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.